ください。後藤さんと吉沢さんで明日はアルサです。どうぞ。
いつもの駅でいつも会うセイラー服の下げ髪、もう来るから、もう来るから、今日はもう待ちぼうけ、明日がある、明日がある、明日があるさ。
Welcome everybody to Kurosawai Show with your DJ Kuro here. And we start off with Ashita ga Aru Sa. This time with Komaki and Yoshizawa Hitomi. So yeah, welcome everybody after 1 week of not seeing anything. And you guys enjoying the reggae out there, so yeah. Yep, I speak again. Yeah, today's show is primarily HP. So, unfortunately, we got a problem here. So, with that, we have a little bit of a thing that I would like you guys to help me on. It was something that was inspired like a couple months ago, actually. But the thing was that I had to find a way to make sure make sure people are would be willing to join in. this is where I understand where everyone comes in from. Yeah, so anyway, so I will need your help. I will kind of explain it after this. I'm gonna have to express them a little bit disappointment, unfortunately. I have the Esmaj's new single, Shortcuts. Unfortunately, I do not have the version that actually has Otome Pasta Nikando, and I'm very sorry for that, because I am trying to find that desperately, and I can't seem to. So, and the reason why I'm kind of being, you know, apologizing is because it's really interesting to bring up kind of the older songs, because especially from their last one, they actually, what they had, what is that one? Chocolate Love. So, unfortunately, I only have Shortcut and the B-side. And after I play those two songs, I'm going to explain a little bit of what I'm kind of expecting from a lot of people. Kind of leading up to a article I will be writing for the magazine. So, for JP Up Magazine, also on select-sharon.com, it will be sort of a collab, hopefully. So I really hope that people will work with me, you know, submit their ideas, do whatever is possible. I'll do the hard work, you guys just vote. So without further ado, Esmaj's new single, Shortcut. welcome back, everybody, to Kuro's Way Show. And that is Esmaj's new single, Shortcut, and the B-side, Panya-san no Arubaito. So, speaking of B-sides, the experiment I want to run is actually very similar to what... oh my god. Death talks about her, and she just magically appears. Oh no, Death is gonna get... Oh... yeah, so, speaking of B-sides... I actually want to run an experiment for people who do listen to Mari Musume, and probably a very I guess long-term fans, or you kind of look to the history. I want to actually run an experiment. One thing is getting to B-sides, coupling singles are gonna be. The ones are going to be used. With Mori Musume's 45th single would be the 47th coupling song that comes with it. So those 47 songs are going to be up for a vote, like how Shirano did with the singles. Now it's going to be required to get some participation. I'm going to run a certain system. I'll kind of explain along the way. And, you know, it'd be kind of random on who's going to get chopped off. supposedly that it's going to run a system where I cut off the top vote and the bottom vote. I'll probably put into more explanation later on. But they're going to start next week. I'm going to put out four songs. I'm going to create a thread for them. Going to put up for a week. Hopefully there is something I can put together. I'll try to push it out for a week. I'm going to try to push it as hard as I can for people. And I know it may not be... very popular, because not too many people listen to the coupling singles, but sometimes the coupling single is actually better than the single itself. The ones that couple with the single usually is better than the single itself. So I don't know, I'm just kind of pleading, I guess, that you guys would be willing to help me out here, and I'll try to get some, maybe a better audio type thing, maybe a general live version of the song. I don't know, something to make it as very straightforward for everybody. So with that out of the way, I'll just move on to another set of songs, and I'll talk about my week so far. So we're going to have some Melon Kanembi, and I'll be right back.
Bye. Nanny, nanny. baru baru.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Wow, I think all the the ops are in there, except for maybe 10K. Oh, that'd be funny. Anyways, as a recap, I played Mannequin MB's Akaifisha, then Vyuden's Koisuru Angel Heart, which I totally love the dance for, and the last thing I just played was Country Musume ni Konoto Fujimoto Shining Itoshiki Anata. Kiwis! Yeah, so I guess I should talk about my week. skip Sunday? Skip Monday? Tuesday. Tuesday was actually a really good day for me. I mean, it started off with I set up an appointment for a interview for this morning, or whenever it's you guys day or whatnot. So this morning I had an interview. After when I got to work, I told my supervisor about the opportunity of having the interview. Couple hours later, I get an opportunity from him to go do coding at an insurance company for a pretty good wage. I mean, double digits to be exact. So you know, out with that, I had to do is to update my resume, what I did for 7 months at the temp agency. crazy. Crazy for the amount I've actually done in 7 months. 3 different sites and all different stuff that I don't think not too many people will ever do in their lifetime. Unless you try. Anyways, along with that, I also got a free lunch out of it. Yeah, so the big people at the office, the big boss, decided to go get us free lunch for luncheon. Now, what is all this luncheon about? The workplace got selected for the best places to work in one of the business magazines. So if I manage to go get the magazine maybe 1 or 2 months from now, you might see my picture. I don't know. But other than that, it'd be a lot of the people who I work with, and you know, how much we have fun at the job I work at. All business, little playtime. I mean, you just kind of enjoy, you know, talking to people. You get to learn their experiences. You get to network and see what will happen, I guess. Then after luncheon, we had a lot of food left over. And usually, yes, I usually would have a free lunch, but I usually don't get to bring food home. Tuesday, I got to bring food home for the first time at this job. I mean, it's awesome. Just awesome. I mean, just fish. I get to bring home fish and rice. Oh, God. I am so... Oh, man, I was so happy. And to rub it in to another person... Too bad he's maybe not here, and you'll probably be listening, and he'll shake his fist. Ops. Poor Ops, man. He was leading me for about 2 weeks, and then my players show up. My players finally show up for hockey. They finally got something going. I was so goddamn ecstatic after that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't know how this day could have got any more better than Wednesday came. got back to the normal thing, and today I had the interview, and because of the people at the office, we have to move maybe about a couple blocks away from the location we're in now. I have to go pack up. Now, probably the most funny part is where when you gotta be the temp to pack up everything, the one thing that always comes up is that they know you're there. Once they know that you're not there, they really like doing their jobs. Other than that, it's like you're working around them. Which, you know, it's pretty awesome, though. You have to kind of learn about their system, so... I don't know. It's just sort of that fun. So, that's been the week so far. In the chat room at rc.jphit.com, /JP, !P, we talked about, they were talking about Mardi Gras. For us in Hawaii, and I don't think any place else has it, we have malasadas, or what Yaguchi did, I think, a couple years ago, called fried bread. It's fried bread with sugar. It's pretty awesome. You only can get it at 2 places unless you make it for yourself. One is here in Hawaii. Second is actually in Japan. I think it was the Osaka airport, if I am not mistaken. I know Yaguchi talked about Suji actually bringing her malasadas because she totally loved it when both of them were here. And there's only really one place to go get malasadas. You guys come Hawaii, you guys get malasadas. Guarantee. Unfortunately, you guys are going to be surrounded by Japanese tourists. It'd be a fun experience too, but you know, on that. But also, when I was in school, college to be exact, I did take a religion class, a very basic religion class, because I was totally interested in how the different religions work. And we came upon Mardi Gras. And I guess to put it into a very simple, clause, what is Mardi Gras? You can eat as much as you want, drink as much alcohol as you want, have as much sex as you want, because you know the next day, everything will be forgiven. Now, if you guys are Christian or Catholic, you guys know what the day after Mardi Gras is, or what you call the start of hell for 40 days, or supposedly it's about 40 days. They're gonna go, depends on when Mardi Gras starts and whatnot. You just start with Lent for 40 days. Yeah, so, and it was just really funny, because it also came up with another story about, if people do know about, Lihing Mui, it's, really a sour dried plum. It's just really, really sour. And the main lesson is that, first thing, do not put it into any type of alcohol, especially tequila. he managed to drink the whole, well, he drank part of the bottle, and then he woke up with a terrible hangover, and he said, "I will never do it again." Fortunately, people sometimes don't learn the lesson. He does it again in about a couple of weeks. So, anyways, we'll move on to more songs. The aforementioned Otome Pasta ni Kando is going to be up by the original group, Tampopo. And I'll be right back.
Sasuke ni kando wo Thank you.
根性を見せつけてやれ。体育館の裏を通り抜ける風が下手くそなギター遠くまで運んでいくよ。あと10日で文化祭、やっと見つけたメンバー、きっとロックの神様が合わせてくれたんだ。血をつけたんだぞ。彼の先輩も見に来てくれるかな。いつもと違う3人は誰よりクレイジークール。小さなステージでも私たちには武道館。きっとロックの神様が守ってくれるんだ。カウントが始まったらずれたリズムでも行く。
Oh, welcome back, everybody, to Kurosawa Show. As a recap, what I just played, Tampopo's To Otome Pasta ni Kando, then Puchiboni's Bibi Koi ni Nakao, and then finally Buenos Rock no Kamisama. I actually gotta go for a little more on the apology side. Yes, I wasn't really planning to go watch the Grammys, yet I watched kind of most of it along the way. But I didn't pay attention to any of it until I got to CeeLo Green. Yeah. Now, I know people are going to be like, wait, what's the deal with CeeLo Green? I actually did listen to the first song and, like, I fell in love with it. I swear I never like just been like, hell yeah, because now it's actually been kind of a daily thing. Something goes wrong, you just say it because it works. you guys know what the song is. I'm just gonna go play it and I'm gonna come back because it's gonna be just so awesome to do it. And at least that, you know, you have the one day of saying it. Say it once and feel happy about it. Oh well. I'll be right back. We'll make it very simple. That is probably one of the most epic songs I've heard in a long ass while. I'll be freaking honest. First off, I did not know it was actually part of Gnarls Barkley until I actually listened to Crazy again. I'm like, damn, this guy has a voice. And actually, it was, you know, add on with a couple of criticisms. Yeah. So, I guess we're gonna end it on that note. Gonna play three more songs, and then hopefully, you know, we're gonna wrap it up. So, thank you for everyone who managed to go through the whole thing listening. F you to Shin for not going through the whole thing. And pretty much F you to everybody who's out there too. And I'll be back next week with the start of my research project. With the first four songs. I'm going to put up a thread maybe next week sometime. Maybe around the time I write up my thing for Selective Ring. So hopefully it be done by then. So, three more songs, Kyuto, Berries, and then the final one, I Wish. And I am out. Thank you, everyone, and have fun. Have fun for your weekend or whatnot.
Me now.
も必要それより相手よね。
いいのいない。
気づけば夏だしそのうち冬だしなんだか切ないな。結局姉貴とランチバイキン。友達みんな彼とイチャイチャ、くっついたり別れたり。
軽くね。
本当の恋愛はそんな簡単じゃ見つからないはずよ。 素晴らしい、ほら誰か のうち合い